Well, it has been a little more than a year since Atlanta's new streetcar took its first trip. It's got just 12 stops on a 2.7-mile loop in the heart of downtown, but the first year has not been easy. Ridership isn't as high as some estimates projected, even though this streetcar has been free. Sam Whitehead from Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
Bright blue streetcars roll up Auburn Avenue in downtown Atlanta every 15 minutes or so. But from inside Condesa Coffee, you can't hear them over the sounds of conversation and grinding beans. Octavian Stan is one of the co-owners of the coffee shop. He says, so far, he's pretty happy with Atlanta's decision to bring the streetcar downtown.
Overall, I think it's a great addition.
Stan says it's too soon to tell if the streetcar has helped him sell more macchiatos. But one thing he does know is that it's made developers more interested in the neighborhood. Several buildings on Auburn Avenue currently sit unoccupied, but Stan says he knows of a number of projects planned that will breathe new life into them.
And once that happens, people maybe will feel more of an urge to get off the streetcar, not just take it from Centennial Park to MLK Memorial and not even look in between.
A.J. Robinson says the streetcar is drawing people downtown.
And there's something about the permanency of the tracks. When people know that something's going to happen, people begin to think about, well, I need to be there, or I know it's not going away.
Robinson is president of Central Atlanta Progress, or CAP. They're a community development group focused on downtown Atlanta and a partner in the streetcar with MARTA, Atlanta's rapid transit system, and the city. Robinson says the streetcar has brought $671 million in investment to downtown since the project was first announced in 2011. He also says he's impressed by how many people are riding it, a figure he says could hit 1 million by the end of the first year.
If we were having this conversation last year to project, I wouldn't have projected a number that high.
But that's just a small percentage of the people who could be riding the streetcar. In 2013, officials at CAP estimated that more than 22 million people lived, worked, and visited downtown Atlanta, and they say that number's higher today. But the streetcar didn't hit the 1 million rider mark its first year. In the end, only about 880,000 people rode it, just 4% of potential riders. But Robinson cautions against making quick judgments about a system that's only a year old.
The cars last 25 to 30 years, so that's my time frame. When we have to replace the cars, then we'll decide whether or not the streetcar was effective.
Doors closing. Please stand clear of the doors.
The people who ride the streetcar are pretty willing to go ahead and give it a grade. Helena Harris is one of them. She uses the streetcar to commute downtown.
I would give it maybe a B or C.
She says she likes that it connects to MARTA and that it seems to be good for tourists.
But I think that, you know, it's not that extensive where it goes, and it's often not very on time.
Even with those issues, Harris says she's been riding the streetcar because it's been free for its first year. But that's changed now. Riders are being charged a $1 fare. And Harris says she doesn't know if she'll keep riding. Back at Condesa Coffee, co-owner Octavian Stan worries that the issues the streetcars faced its first year will make it hard for the system to really take off.
I think this is a problem with the city of Atlanta in general, in that some of these things tend to be done with half measures. They do a good thing and they don't finish it.
There are plans to expand Atlanta's streetcar system to run along the Beltline, a popular multi-use trail that's being built around the city, but no date set for when that might happen. Still, Stan says he's willing to wait for the system to grow and improve. He's sure it will have a positive impact on his bottom line, eventually. But as the streetcar trundles up Auburn Avenue outside, he says he just wishes things would move a little bit faster. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.